Hello and welcome to Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Tuesday, March 10th, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. Europe's most prestigious soccer tournament, the Champions League, is back with FC Basel at FC Porto, 3:45 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox Sports 2. What's going on Fox Sports 1? Well, it's also a Champions League game between Schalke 04 and Real Madrid. This is definitely a more heralded game with bigger players, but I would skip it because Real Madrid is a better team and they're already up 2-0 in aggregate after the first of two games. The Champions League works over two games with the same teams playing each other, and whoever scores more goals over the two games wins. Now the tiebreaker is if both teams have scored the same number of goals against each other after two games, the team that has scored more goals away from their home field wins the series and they advance. The first of the two games in the FC Basel FC Porto matchup ended 1-1, but it was in Switzerland. So that gives the slight advantage to FC Porto. Basel knows that they'll either have to win this game or tie it with a score of more than 1-1, so 2-2, 3-3, or 4-4, or, you know, something crazy in soccer. And that's the only way they can advance to the next round. Phew! I wrote a post about how the Champions League works, and you can Google it if you didn't understand a word of what I just said. Later on in the NHL, it's the New York Rangers at New York Islanders, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on regional cable. Check this one out if you can, maybe go to a bar and watch it. The Islanders are number one and the Rangers number two in the Metropolitan Division. This is a mammoth intra-city battle. It's the last of the five games between the two teams this season. The Islanders won the first three, but the Rangers came back to win the fourth, 6-5. This is like corned beef versus pastrami, pizza versus bagels, or Friends versus Seinfeld. The winner gets bragging rights in the city and an important couple points towards a high seed in the playoffs. Over in the NBA, on NBA TV, it's the Cleveland Cavaliers at Dallas Mavericks, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. When the Dallas Mavericks traded for point guard Rajon Rondo part of the way through the season, they were thinking he would help them in games just like this against teams with superb and physical offensive players like LeBron James and Kyrie Irving. This seems to have been a mistake. Rondo has played poorly during his time in Dallas and the team has suffered. The Mavericks will still probably make the playoffs, but don't expect them to get out of the first round. The Cavaliers are a team on an opposite track. They started slow and now they look like a legitimate championship contender. Thanks for listening. That was Dear Sports Fans' rambling sports forecast for Tuesday, March 10th, 2015. You can find us on the web at dearsportsfan.com and send me questions to dearsportsfan@gmail.com. As always, thanks to my brother Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com. Have a great day.